We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. It's my podcast, and I read the dictionary, and I tell you my thoughts, and what your job is to write a review and rate it all the stars that you can find in the cosmos. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DictionaryPod. Email is DictionaryPod@gmail.com. Leave me a message on the Google Voice number if you would like, because then I can listen to it. And then maybe I will put it in an episode someday. You can write me a little theme song. That would be fun. Maybe I'll put it at the beginning. You can record your own little sound effect to also be played through an episode. But for now, it's just me doing the sound effects. Ooh, I think that's it. There's a Patreon. You can go do that thing. Yeah, I'm going to read the words. By the way, I did just listen to the end of the March 3rd episode from 2021, and I definitely did read the holidays there. So we got a little bit of a doubling up there. It did sound like that maybe I had started the holidays before that, but maybe I wasn't doing it every single day. Not really sure when I started it. But now, today, officially, we are done with that, and I have not put any thought into what I'm going to read next. I don't know, maybe I should take a quick look and see. I mean, I know that there are pages that have birthdays. Yeah, this page has events, births, and deaths. Is there anything interesting? Oh boy, the events, that's a lot. There's a lot of events. The births, there's a lot of births, a lot of people to list there. I don't know if I got time for that. That maybe someday in the future we'll do that. Oh my God, the list keeps on going and going. A lot of people were born on days, different days. Deaths, same thing. A lot of people died on days. All right, well, maybe we'll just take a little bit of a break. And if you got an opinion on if you want me to add anything else at the end, let me know. Okay, cool. So let's read the words. The first word is Cossack. Cossack. Capital C-O-S-S-A-C-K. Noun from 1589. 1. A member of any of a number of autonomous communities drawn from various ethnic and linguistic groups, as Slavs, Tatars, and Circassians, that formed in Ukraine, southern Russia, and Caucasus Mountains and Siberia after about 1400, and that were completely incorporated into Tsarist Russia during the 18th and 19th centuries. And that clearly went on longer than I was expecting it to. Let's see. Groups of people coming together in Ukraine, southern Russia, and mountainous regions in Siberia around the year 1400. And yeah, I think that, they're the Cossacks. Number two, a mountain soldier serving in a unit drafted from Cossack communities. So where does this word come from? From the Polish and Ukrainian word Kozak, something like that, K-O-Z-A-K. I assume it is pronounced similar to Cossack. It is also of Turkic origin, akin to the Volga Tatar word Kazakh, which means free person. So that's a pretty good word to call yourself a free person. Hopefully they were free. I don't know my history. I've heard of them. Didn't really know much about them. So I'd like to think that they were free, and I don't know what happened after that. Okay, the sound effect is going to be, huh. The first, this is the first form of the word Cosset, C-O-S-S-E-T. Cosset, noun from 1579. It is a pet lamb. Yeah, like a sheep, a lamb. And then broadly, just the synonym pet. A pet is called a cosset, specifically a pet lamb. Nobody knows where this word came from. It's not giving me a region of the world where this is used. If I ever have a pet lamb, I guess it'll be a cosset. All right, next word. It is the second form of cosset, transitive verb from 1640, and it means to treat as a pet. Also the synonym pamper. If you want to pamper me, you can cosset me, bring me some bonbons and sit me in front of a TV to watch some movies. That would be fun, although I think I would get bored of that. I need to do other stuff. Next word. It's the word cost. C-O-S-T. First form, noun from the 13th century. Let's see, we got some definitions. We got a couple of phrases here. Okay, 1A. The amount or equivalent paid or charged for something. And the synonym is price. What is it? It's price. How much does it cost? How much is going to come out of my wallet and put it into your wallet? 1B. The outlay or expenditure made to achieve an object. The outlay or expenditure made to achieve an object. And the example of the outlay or expenditure would be effort or sacrifice. So yes, something may not have a literal cost of money, but it could have some other kind of cost. Like maybe you had to give up something. Lots of possibilities. 2, loss or penalty incurred, especially in gaining something. So you get something, but you got to give something, and that's the cost. 3 is plural, costs. Expenses incurred in litigation, especially those given by the law or the court to the prevailing party against the losing party. Those are the costs. Costless is an adjective. Audrey, I think, is trying to get into this room. Don't worry, we're almost done. Costlessly is an adverb. At all costs, that is a phrase that means regardless of the cost or consequences. At all costs. As in, was determined to win at all costs. They were willing to do anything with anything that they could just to win. And then another phrase, at cost, and that means for the price of production, for the price of production. So there's one cost to produce a thing, and that's one cost, but then people tend to sell things at a higher cost to sell it to, you know, the regular person. But if you get something at cost, you're just paying for what they paid for originally, which is typically a lower cost. It's good when you can get things at cost. As in the example, buy clothes at cost directly from the manufacturer. Okay, next word. Second form of cost. This is a verb from the 14th century, starting with intransitive. 1, to require expenditure or payment, as in the best goods cost more. 2, to require effort, suffering, or loss. That sucks. And then we have transitive. 1, to have a price of. 2, to cause to pay, suffer, or lose something, as in frequent absences cost him his job. Well, you know, maybe he couldn't avoid those absences, but if he could have, maybe he would still have his job. 3 is, so it's saying that the past form of this word cost would be costed. What's the normal past form? Just cost? Yeah, I think so. This one's costed. Oh my God, Audrey, just have some patience. I try to teach you patience, but you haven't learned. Okay, so 3 for cost, to estimate or set the cost of. And this is often used with the word out. Cost out. This is from the Latin constare, and that means to stand firm or cost. And there's more at the word constant. Next word. It's the word costa. I think you could say costa, but this says costa. It is a noun from circa 1771. Number one is the 1A definition for the first form of the word rib, R-I-B, costa. Two, a part that resembles a rib. And the example of this part is the midrib of a leaf or the anterior vein of an insect wing. It's the costa. And costal is an adjective. Interesting. And there's more at the word coast. It just says it's a Latin word, costa, but it doesn't give much more than that. Next word. It is cost accountant. Two words, noun from 1918, a specialist in cost accounting. Wouldn't you know it? That is our next word. Cost accounting. Two words, noun from 1913. The systematic recording and analysis of the costs of material, labor, and overhead incident to production. They got to keep track of all the costs. Next word. It is costard. And it's not custard with a U. It is costard with an O. Noun from the 13th century. One. Any of several large English cooking apples. Sounds tasty. And number two is archaic. And the synonyms are noddle. N-O-D-D-L-E. Noddle. I thought it was noodle, but there's only one O, so it's noddle. And also, it's either pate or pate. I'm not sure. There's no accent on the E, so it could be pate, but it could also be pate. But I also don't know what a noddle is, so it's not helping. Next word. Cost benefit. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1963. Of, relating to, or being economic analysis that assigns a numerical value to the cost effectiveness of an operation, procedure, or program. Basically, you got to see if it's going to be worth it, right? I think that's it. Next word. Cost effective. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1967. Economical in terms of tangible benefits produced by money spent, as in cost-effective measures to combat poverty. So you got to be smart with your money. Cost-effectiveness, that is a noun. You got to use your money in the most effective way possible. Next word. Cost-efficient. Two words with a hyphen again. Adjective from 1970, and the synonym is just cost-effective. Next word. Coster. C-O-S-T-E-R. Noun from 1851. All right. Audrey, you've worn me down. Let's go let you in. Here we go. Here she comes. Miss the cat, the cat. I actually just started an Instagram account for her. If you want to go check it out, it is at Audrey. No. Yes. It is at that Audrey cat. at that Audrey cat. And it's all spelled the normal way, I think. I hope. Okay. So we have to get back on track. So Coster. Noun from 1851. It is British, and the synonym is costermonger. C-O-S-T-E-R-M-O-N-G-E-R. And that is our next word, because you were probably thinking, just like me, what is a costermonger? I don't know what a coster is if I don't know what a costermonger is. So it is our next word. It's one word, by the way. I'm not sure if I said that. Noun from 1514. It is British, and it means a hawker of fruit or vegetables. So somebody who is trying to sell their fruits and vegetables, probably on the street, they are a costermonger. And but it doesn't say what, it's just coster plus monger. Monger, I think, is somebody who's maybe trying to sell their stuff, but it still doesn't say what coster. Oh, it's costered. It's from costered. Oh, we can find that real quick. That one is the English cooking apple. So that's how this all comes together. Costered plus monger, fruits, vegetables. They're trying to sell their big baking cooking apples. Is that what it was? English cooking apple. All right. Here we go with our last word. It is costive or costive, C-O-S-T-I-V-E, adjective from the 14th century, 1A, affected with constipation. You do not want to be affected with this. You don't want to be costive. 1B, causing constipation. 2, slow in action or expression. 3, not generous, and the synonym is stingy. Costively is an adverb, and costiveness is a noun. And, you know, the etymology, let's see, we got a little bit here. It is from Anglo-French verb costiver, which means to constipate, which basically means to, you know, slow or stop. So clearly that's, we can find the connection to constipation. Slow in action or expression, that was the number two definition. Yes, constipate, slow it down, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And 3, not generous or stingy. So I'm just trying to connect that to the etymology. You know, that's about slowing down the output of money. You're not spending a lot of money, not generous, being very stingy with it, so your money has been constipated. Maybe? All right, so the words in this episode were Cossack, Cosset, Cost, Costa, Cost Accountant, Cost Accounting, Costard, Cost Benefit, Cost Effective, Cost Efficient, Coster, Costermonger, and Costive. Maybe I'll just pick Costermonger as the word of the episode. Here I am, I'm on the street, I'm trying to sell my costards. I am a costermonger, come buy my fruits and veggies. Okay, so there's no holidays, we're not doing that anymore. I was about to do it, but I don't got to do it. That means our episodes might be a little bit shorter. Okay, that was the end of page 282. I'm very excited to get onto page 283. We will see what happens. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.